Consider for a moment how we pray and why we pray. We pray for lots of reasons. We pray for all kinds of good reasons. There's lots of good ways to pray. And we hear of different prayers in the gospel. So think for a moment all the different ways we pray. We pray for help and healing. We pray for grace and guidance. We pray for strength and support. We pray for mercy and forgiveness. We pray for peace and justice. We pray for courage and acceptance. This week, maybe we pray for the Wolverines. Certainly, we have to pray for the Spartans. Most importantly, we pray for an attitude of gratitude. When we come to Mass, remember Eucharist is the Greek word for thanksgiving. We come to give praise and thanks to God for gifts and blessings. Parents today come and bring their child to God and offer a prayer in thanksgiving for the gift of life and promise to raise the child to come to know Jesus. We celebrate the great sacrament of baptism that points us on a life of prayer, a life of gratitude and thanksgiving. So I'd like us to consider for a moment the purposes of prayer, the importance of persistence in prayer, and the gift and power that comes from prayer. When you think about it, the purpose of prayer is to keep our minds and our hearts and our spirits focused on living a good, holy life, to seek God's guidance for our thinking, to keep our hearts connected to the love of Jesus, to allow our daily focus to be guided by the Holy Spirit. And so we heard the familiar gospel of these two men who go into the temple to pray. One has his head up in haughty prayer. The other has his head down in humble prayer. The Pharisee, he's praying with his head up. He's thinking he's holier than most. He takes his spot in the front of the temple. He acts like he's better than others. He's a bit full of himself. And then we have the tax collector. And we know tax collectors aren't everybody's favorite people. He probably was unpopular because we know the tax collectors of the day, they assessed the tax and then they assessed a little more so that they had a comfortable life. And he stands in the back, probably gets down on his knees and has his head down in humble prayer. He is sorrowful. He's seeking God's mercy. He's seeking forgiveness. I would suggest the point Jesus is making to us is we do need to be conscientious of how and why we pray. The Pharisee, I would suggest, needed an attitude adjustment, didn't he? He needed to stop patting himself on the back. He needed to examine his life. He needed to examine his actions and his attitudes. And the tax collector, once he experienced God's mercy and forgiveness, had to work at forgiving himself. And to be honest, he had to work at changing his ways. I would suggest if they were persistent in prayer, you would hope that they would be both moved by God to change their ways, to move from selfish thinking like the Pharisee, to move from selfish acting like the tax collector, move to live better, holier, faithful lives. Listen to St. Paul in the second reading. He reminds us of how he kept the faith, how he ran the race, how he became a man of prayer, how he worked to stay close to Jesus after his conversion experience, and how he knew the Lord was his source of strength to help him bring the good news of Jesus. He reminds us that it was his persistent prayer that helped him and brought him the strength, power, and love of Jesus to live a good life and to witness Jesus to others. And then you go back to the first reading in Sirach. We are reminded the Lord is not deaf. The Lord hears our call. He hears our prayer. And we are reminded, if we are faithful and persistent in our prayer and our service to God, God will respond in love. Consider for a moment how we pray at Mass. It's this persistent prayer going back and forth between praise and petition. We praise God in song. We petition the Lord to forgive our sins. We sing our glory to God in thanksgiving. We pray and sing, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty." We pray, "Lamb of God, to take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us and grant us peace." Back and forth between praise and petition, asking God to lead us and guide us. We pray that we will be worthy to receive Jesus when we say, "Lord, I'm not worthy to receive you under my roof." So we pray, trusting that the Eucharist will strengthen us and empower us to be people of faith and love and service. So today as we pray, let us remember, we are not the Pharisee. We are not the tax collector. To be honest, we're probably some of both. So we pray. We pray like St. Paul. We pray like he prayed on the road when he had his conversion experience. We pray that we may keep running the race and keeping the faith and living lives of love. We pray that we remember the purpose of our prayer is to grow in holiness. We remember we must be persistent in seeking God's grace and goodness. We pray seeking strength and healing. We pray seeking to grow close to God. We pray seeking to live good, holy lives of faith and love. Amen.
Amen.